boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Not gonna lie, the last thing I thought I was gonna get an email from was my old science teacher. He was also my advisor teacher in high school. But I got an email from him this morning.
You got a late assignment or why?
You know what? I don't doubt that one bit. No, he emailed me. He said, I was cleaning out the old Google Drive, and I found this, which is interesting. I don't want to say too much more because we're going to get to this in a second. Hope all is well. Anyway, so he must have had like a Google Drive, and it was kind of like, I remember when we had him as an advisor, we had to pick like our class song, what we thought would be a great option to class flower, all these things. So this is dated back November 18th, 2013. The class flower, I said like a yellow daisy.
Are these like what you picked?
This is what I picked for our class flower, yellow daisy.
We did not do stuff like that.
Oh, because I know I was in like, like student council or something like that, where you get to pick things like that. The motto I said, do not follow where the path leads, rather go where there is no path and leave a trail.
Okay, who'd you steal that from?
Yeah, no, somebody way wiser than me said, do you want to know what class song I picked?
Okay, so what'd you say? This is 2013?
2013. Mm. What song do you think I picked for what I wanted our class song to be?
This is pre-Post Malone obsession,
100%.
Right? I don't know. I just assume Kesha.
You know, I thought you were going to pick something Nickelback because I was also still obsessed.
Oh, dear God, I forgot about that.
And still am. With Nickelback, and you would have been really, really close.
With Nickelback?
Would have been. We got to go with the divorced dad rock kind of genre.
I don't know. Creed?
Mm-hmm. Arms what? Wide open.
Why?
I can't tell you why. I have no idea why I wanted Creed, Arms Wide Open.
I don't even know what that song's about.
I don't either.
Arms Wide Open.
Why did I want that as the class song? I can tell you it was something country. I don't remember, don't recall, don't care. But
oh, you mean Creed didn't make it? Shoot.
No, unfortunately, Creed was not. But somebody else also picked that song. He told me one of my classmates, Wyatt, had also suggested that one. But apparently, we didn't matter.
I guess not. Maybe you should call him and see if he's doing okay.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's something a little spicy happening on TikTok that's got people heated. And I want to explain the situation to you and see if you are as upset as some other people. Here's the story. There is a user named Caitlin Teaches on TikTok. Believe it or not, she's a teacher based on her username.
Would have known.
And she posts a video that she forgot to bring a lunch to work and asked her husband, hey, would you run something to the school so that I have something to eat for lunch? And she has this lunch bag and she's like, I know this is going to be interesting. So I wanted to do a lunch haul from my husband for you. So she opens the bag. First thing she pulls out is an entire bag of Milano cookies.
Yum.
Not portioned out.
It's the one kind of cookies I think it is, right?
Yeah, the white bag.
Yes.
Yes. That entire
bag.
They
tend to do like seasonal ones sometimes too. Okay, yeah.
A bag of those.
As dessert.
A bag of Dots pretzels. However, she shows that it is basically empty, like to the bottom of the bag, empty. Again, not portioned out in the original packaging. There's an apple.
Nice. Okay.
An entire container of Pringles. Again.
Nice.
In the can. Another bag of cookies.
It sounds like boy dinner already.
Uh-huh. Another bag of cookies. This bag is opened already, but another bag of cookies. She pulls out her two-day-old leftover burrito bowl, which, I mean, it was hers originally. And then lastly, there's a Ziploc bag of dog food at the bottom. With a sticky note that says, because you're my dog. And then there's a second note that says, please bring this back. The dogs are low on food. Now, There are people who think this is hilarious and, oh my God, it's boy dinner. Like,
yeah,
he did his best. What did you kind of expect? And then there are people who seriously think this is like a red flag. And they're like, you need to divorce this man because why would he ever do it? She has posted a response, I'll tell you, and she's defending him. She's like, you guys, it's not that serious. Like, the dog food, it's a joke. I know he's being goofy. Calm down. And that's kind of the side that I don't think this is like the craziest thing. If I asked my boyfriend to bring me lunch, it would probably be something like this. Lots of snacks. He would want me to have options because he never knows what I want. I think it's silly and it's kind of like to be expected, to be honest.
Yeah. And I think people assume the situation when they have no idea what's going on.
Right. Why would she post it if it was really bad?
Right. So like if I got this exact meal from my ex, that relationship was a little toxic, I would take the dog food as like a dig, you know, and that was totally to be mean. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you fast forward and now I get that exact same meal from my boyfriend neighbor man, I'd be like, oh, this is all funny and this is all jokes. Mm-hmm. Like the man was trying to use up what's in the house. Resourceful. Love it. He was trying to give me options. Love it. And he like did as much as he could in a little bit of time. I bet you the man probably also didn't have a whole lot of time.
Probably, you know? Not, because I would guess that he's working too.
Yeah. So I think some people who are upset about it might have a certain situation at home versus the people who aren't upset about it have a different situation at home, if that makes sense at all.
Oh, 100%. You know what I'm saying? I'm also like, okay, everybody go ahead and forget lunch one day. Text your partner and let's see what they bring you.
I have a feeling he'd be like, okay, what do you want from Chick-fil-A?
Great answer, actually.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I found the perfect ring for you, Taylor. But the thing is, I think we're going to have to, I don't know, rip it off of my old classmate's hand.
Okay. I'm very intrigued because I like that you're saying you found the perfect ring when I don't even know what I like. So this could be either spot on or absolutely not my vibe, and I don't want to trash on somebody's ring. Everybody has a personal preference, though. I just don't know what mine is.
Here's the thing: I think it's an absolute gorgeous ring. So I did send you a picture of it, and then we're gonna describe it on the radio. So the stone is in the shape of a heart. What? Why are you already hating on that? Now, okay, let's ignore the fact maybe it's in a heart because I know you don't love. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What if we made it like an oval or something?
Mm-hmm.
And then the stone is black.
I wonder what it is.
I wonder what it is, but I'm in love with it. I think it is so cool. I'm like, your heart is black, Taylor. That's why I picked it for
you.
No,
I'm into it. I like the black. I feel like there have been other people who have had like colorful stones before. I don't think I've ever seen a black one. So I
know that's why it's cool and it's unique.
And I like that there's like, I don't know if it's diamonds or something sparkly is around it. That's cool. But I cannot believe you don't know one thing about me is I hate heart jewelry.
Okay, that's why we won't pick a heart.
I wouldn't pick a heart. For somebody else, I think it's adorable.
I'll pick a heart. I'll take the ring.
It's great. I like it.
But what about
not for me.
What about a black diamond? What are you thinking? Because I love that for you.
I guess my only quarrel with a black diamond, again, I think it's cool. It's not shiny, sparkly. I'm trying to blind.
Oh, is that what you want? I would have never thought that for you.
Something shiny?
Yeah, I guess I assume maybe you wanted something smaller and dainty. You want to blind people with a rock.
I don't know. I mean, again, I've never even put like a big old diamond on my hand to know what would make sense, but
she wants shiny and like 10 carat.
I want shiny and like, you know. Could maybe buy a car with it. I feel like a kid the night before Christmas because I'm having fun being here, but I cannot wait to go home tonight.
Well, that makes me feel great.
It's not personal. My cat stroller arrived.
Finally.
I got a little notification earlier that it was being delivered. Unfortunately, it was after I had left for work for the day, so I didn't get to like open it or anything. I got that, and I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. Then my boyfriend Curly's brother must have gone home for lunch, sent me a picture of the box. And he goes, you should try this out tonight. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait. Also, I think you guys are excited and you are downplaying it. Because when I told you I ordered it a couple days ago, they both were like, yeah, I guess order it. I don't know. Whatever. Seems kind of silly. And I'm like, no, we're going to have a blast with this thing. Now everybody seems all excited and is ready to use the thing now that it's arrived.
I had a feeling.
Do I exclude them from the wall? Like,
I think you should include them, but rub it in their face as always.
I get to be the pusher.
Of course you do. Of course you do. My question is, does your cat stroller have little cup holders?
I think so.
So does mine. I think it's so funny. I'm like, I want to put a Stanley cup in there and just be like a real mom.
Oh, is that like too much? Like I was.
No, I want to like totally embrace the mom journey.
Dude, you know? I ordered one with cup holders because I wanted to have the full mom journey.
Sometimes I don't feel like I fit in. I'm going to be honest with you.
Here we go.
She's trauma dumping before four. Here we go. No, here's the thing. My boyfriend, neighbor man, told me last night. He's like, hey, my dad wants us to go to his house this weekend. They got to do some yard work. Sounds like all the guys, so that'd be him and his brother, are going to do the yard work. The girly pops are going to stay inside. That would be the guys' wives. And then me and his stepmom would all be inside hanging out. He's like, you can come if you want. Otherwise, you don't have to. Here's the dealio. I want to come because if I don't, it looks like there's trouble in the relationship. You know, people always be thinking that, right? If like one person comes and the other one doesn't, they're like, oh, must have gotten into a fight. So I want to come for that reason. Plus, I have fun when I'm there. I have fun with the guys, though. I have always been that way. I like to hang out with dudes more than girls sometimes. But I love hanging out with his dad. I usually stay next to neighbor man. We hang out. The girls, and I love them. I like them a lot, okay? They're all from a small town, so they talk about small town gossip and small town rumors, and I can't be a part of it. I'm not from the small town. I know nobody in the small town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nowhere near the small town.
Mm-hmm.
So do I go or not go? I don't know what to do.
Well, okay. I have some counterpoints.
Okay.
Number one, I think if you don't show up, it doesn't mean there's problems in the relationship. If I was one of them, I would be like, oh, she doesn't like us. That's what I would think.
Okay.
I would think, oh, she just doesn't want to show up. So I think you should, if you want to save face. Uh-huh. Otherwise, because you got to get in with the family members, especially the spouses of his family members. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you got to make good with them, whether you like it or not. And you say you like them.
I do. I just can't participate in gossip.
Two options. Number one, bring an activity. Be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to bring stuff to make pumpkin muffins. Like if anybody wants to
with the girly
join.
Pops or just by myself?
Well, I mean, like I would offer it to them. Okay. At least his stepmom or whoever, like, oh, I'm going to make pumpkin muffins while they're outside doing things if anybody wants to join. Because then that kind of gets away from talking about stuff that you don't know about. Otherwise, you need to fully lean into the gossip. And then everything that they're talking about, you need to be like, oh my gosh, show me a picture. Ooh, show me who that, like, oh my gosh, I need to build like a full board of this so that I can understand. You know what I mean?
Is
like,
it a crime scene now?
Kind of, because then you have to be like, okay, I want to understand what you guys are talking about.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm sure they would want you to like fully enjoy the goss too.
Okay, so all I took away from this is I need a giant chalkboard, kind of like they have in the crime scene, like movies and TV shows, and bring yarn. And I'll be ready to go because we're acting like it's a crime.
I wish you the best luck.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I think this is my sign to get the crock pot out this weekend. Oh. Dude, it's perfect.
What are we
out
thinking?
There. That's where I don't know. Do I go full chili mode? Like a bowl of chili. I'm looking out at the breeze right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's speaking to me. Mm-hmm. It's saying white chicken chili.
I was going to say, if you're going to do any chili, and I'm not against other chilies, right? But I think this weekend.
Chili is chili.
I think this weekend specifically, it feels more like a white chicken chili than regular chili.
It's a good transitional soup. That or chicken gnocchi soup.
I do have a
copycat Olive Garden recipe.
I do.
Oh, you and me both, sister. Maybe I'll make them both.
We're opening up our own Olive Garden in our crock pot.
Are you down? We can get together this weekend. The NFL season officially kicked off last night. Am I okay? Well, I'm all right. Okay. So I survived the first game, mostly because my boyfriend Curly didn't care about the teams.
Where's the Vikings?
What do you mean? They don't play till Monday.
Oh, okay. See, me and Curly, we're on the same page.
Right. Except you don't know what's going on.
No, I don't. So. I like their uniforms. They look good. Looking good, boys.
A little different. Last night, it was Cowboys versus Eagles.
Oh, that can... I can only imagine because it's the Cowboys. I was going to be like, that was a tough game. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No idea. And I wasn't home for the first half. I was at a dance class, but I came home into full bro mode. Okay.
Why does he care? It's Cowboys and you said the Eagles. That's not his team.
Well, but he's got fantasy players.
Oh, I guess.
And
I
also,
forget.
You know, you want other teams to lose to make your team look better. I don't know. I don't care. What I do know is that he was full bro mode. And I had to take down quotes of things that he was saying because it was getting slightly out of control. So the first
thing... You said bro mode.
Is bro mode. I got to do an impression of him. Oh, none of the big boys are catching him.
Who?
The big boys. The ones who do the tackling.
Who are we not? Was it the quarterback?
I don't
maybe?
Know. Don't ask me follow up questions. I have no idea.
I
don't know.
Sadly, I have follow up.
I took notes, and I didn't ask the questions. I took notes. He said, "Dude, Jefferson is on an unprecedented run right now. He has posted a different brand deal every day." And I sat there and I kept scrolling on my phone. And he goes, "You don't even care about my favorite player." I was like, whoa, he's not on the, he's a Vikings player. He's not even on the screen. Why are we talking about him? I'm glad he's making millions. I don't know. Then he said, the guy on the TV said he went to the Eagles, but he actually went to the Vikings. How do these guys not know their job? That's the same guy that just said to take your pants off.
Okay, you're trying to do an impression, but I'm like, was he yelling? Was it just casual conversation?
No, he was, most of these were violent.
No, these guys don't even know their team. So I was like that.
Well, because, you know, men always think they can do better than the broadcasters on the television.
No, even my dad.
That was, I don't know. When did the pants come off? I have no idea. And then the last and my favorite was, God, they're ruining the violence of football.
What?
I don't know.
Since when is there violence in football?
I seriously was like.
And if there is, I'll start watching.
I don't know. He was.
Are we punching people?
That's what I said. Who's swinging in the end zone?
All I've ever seen is you smacking each other's butts. I want to see smacking faces.
That could be on a t-shirt.
Something I just love to like update you about is the nail color my boyfriend Neighborman has picked for me.
Riveting information. It is,
breaking
though.
News almost.
Yeah,
you know?
Truly.
Here's the thing. I've been letting him pick the nail color for, I go every 3 weeks, so it's been a couple months now, right?
I like how you say that you let him pick, but you constantly are like, I hated the first 10 options he had, or he had these rules to follow. So is he really picking? I don't know. That's up for debate.
She's not wrong there, okay? But he has been picking every single one so far has been a bird. Apparently, dude's really into birds. Didn't know this, and he knows a lot about birds.
It was a weird run. But is that over?
No.
Oh.
I thought it was when he gave me a weird word I'd never heard of before. So if I butcher it, I'm sorry. An oriole, I think is what it was. I was like, what is? I thought he said Oreo at first. I was like, cool. We're going to do like, you know, black and white with some nice cream in there. It'll be cool. No, it's a bird. So that's
Springville's mascot. Springville Orioles.
How do you know this? Why do you care?
I know everything. I do.
He picked that and I said, ew, no, I don't want to do that because I literally, I swear we just did yellow before we did orange.
Yeah.
It was that one, oh, I can't even remember what bird.
Butter yellow. Oh, that's what it was, but he was calling it like canary or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've already done a yellow, then we did orange, and now he wants to do yellow again? No.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was like, fine. It was indigo bunting or something like that was the next bird, and it was like a little too blue for me for the fall, so I was like, give me one more option. So then this morning he goes, fine, flamingo.
Okay.
And then I looked up a flamingo and they're kind of like orangey pinky versus more than I thought they were more pink, but when you're looking at Google, it's looking more orangey pinky. Okay. And I wasn't vibing with that either, so he's gonna kill me, but I went back to the first bird.
I thought Orioles were orange.
Okay. And that's where we're going to get to where I messed it up.
Oh.
So I went back to the first bird, which I do that crap to you too. When we take photos, I'm like, let's take 20. And then I pick the first one every single time. So I went back to the first one. I get the name. I look at the photo. I'm looking at a Google photo. It's yellow and it's black. I'm like, great. You know what? Maybe why did I dog on this to begin with? Hawkeye colors. The Hawks are back in season. Let's do yellow and black. Perfect. I get the nails done. I go and surprise him at work and he goes, cool, go Hawks. And I was like, no, honey, it's not what they were. And he goes, well, then what are they? And I said, it's the bird you wanted. He's like, that's not right.
Mm.
I'm like, what do you mean? Apparently I did it wrong. Even according to you, you know that. It's supposed to be orange. I just had orange.
Okay, here's my thought. Pack it up with the birds. Can we move on to a different mammal or something?
How about fish? Pack it up with the birds.
I've had it with the birds. Can we move on to like aquatic life or something?
Please, something. I would love something that's more fall. What animals are more fall?
Or how about this? Just pick your own stupid nail color.
Let's go. And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
End zone, caught, touchdown!
On Z102.9.
Am I crazy? Because I've always wanted to go to Iowa State's stadium to just,
yes.
I don't
know. Yeah.
Am I the only
one? Especially this week. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, they're welcoming to visiting fans.
Are
but
they?
That was one of the meanest places I ever danced.
There is an exception.
Oh, I got called mean things.
Yeah. Things she can't say on the radio.
Yeah, when you're wearing Iowa at Iowa State, you're asking for some friendly rivalry.
She's like, I didn't know that was a word until this week.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to go home and cry about that for the next 10 years. And I do.
Well, we're bringing back football trivia this week because, it's the most toxic week of the year in Iowa.
It certainly is. Let's start with question one. How many games in a row have the Hawkeyes won over in Ames? Is it 3, 4, 5, or 6?
5.
6.
6 is right.
I saw it was since the Obama presidency on Twitter. That's the only reason I knew.
The last time
Obama.
They lost... The last time they lost, Iowa lost at Jack Trice Stadium, was actually in 2011. Question number two. This one might be a little challenging. Which school has more native Iowans on the team? Iowa or Iowa State?
Iowa State, because they probably can't get anyone anyway. So.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I'll say Iowa.
It's Iowa State.
Oh, I knew it.
By one. They have 44 native Iowans.
Wow.
Iowa has 43. Last week, Iowa quarterback Mark Gronowski, new guy on the block.
Oh, I kept hearing his name.
Yeah, he hit a milestone last week. He now has how many career wins as a starting quarterback after Iowa beat Albany? Is it A, 40, B, 50, C, 60,
or D, 70?
No way. How long has he been in school?
This is year 5, I think.
Is he 80 years old?
God.
Don't know. How many career wins does he have?
50.
50 is right.
Yay! I know him.
He won 49 games as a starter at South Dakota State. Question for, this is a little bit off the wall. We had a mascot question last week. We know Herky, the Hawkeyes mascot, is a hawk. What bird is Iowa State's mascot?
I'm supposed to freaking know.
Is it a cardinal, a blue jay, a robin, or a goldfinch?
It's a goldfinch, or whatever you say.
A cardinal, that's the only red one, right?
It's a cardinal.
Oh,
a cardinal.
He is?
Okay, but why?
Because they're the cardinal.
They're tornadoes.
So, it's complicated.
Why?
I don't have enough time to describe
the
history.
Well, we're here. Keep going.
Apparently, they decided on the Cyclones as a mascot after some tornadoes hit campus back
in
like the 1800s.
Dude, that's brutal.
Which is pretty, like, not great vibes there. But then they needed a mascot, and they put it up to vote, and they chose a cardinal because the school's colors are cardinal and gold. So they're like, oh, let's just choose a cardinal.
Respectfully, can we switch that?
Back in the 90s, early 2000s, they had a half bird, half tornado.
Oh, that's
which, better.
No, that's horrifying.
Iowa State fans actually love that mascot, and then they changed it to the I State that they currently have, and most people hate that mascot.
Tornado and bird.
Whirly
tornado
bird.
Tornado and bird.
Whirly bird. Whirly
saddest
bird.
Saddest death ever.
Tune in next Friday for more football trivia with sports expert Spencer on Z102.9.
I woke up and thought I was going to get fired today. I was very confused what day it was, and I was convinced, oh my God, I am missing the farmer's market right now. You ever do that, right? You like think it's a different day and that you have somewhere to be, and you just wake up in absolute panic? Because that's what I did. I woke up, My alarm went off. I look at my phone and I'm like, it's Saturday and I'm supposed to be at the Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmers Market right now. Not the case. I also am going to be working the later half of the market, so I would have been fine. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was seriously like, oh my God, I need to call people and tell them, like, I'm not missing. I'm on my way. It was horrible. It was a horrible feeling.
Okay, well, now that I know you're, like, this gullible, I'm going to start calling you randomly in the morning and be like, oh my God, Taylor, you missed our show yesterday. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'll block your number. That's not nice. That's really not nice.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Something really strange is happening at the University of Northern Iowa that's taking over TikTok. The first thing I'm going to say is, do not do this. Do not participate in this, okay? And I have to censor the official name just a little bit. So work with me if you want to find out the real thing. It wouldn't be that hard for you to figure out.
You can put two and two together.
The Panther Whizzer. The Panther Whizzer is taking over TikTok. And this is exactly what they mean when they say the FYP is getting a little too local. Because it's everywhere. It's this TikTok account that is called, give or take, the Panther Whizzer. And their bio says, yes, I'm among you. Yes, I'm hydrated. We're expecting downfall. Have some curry. I have no idea what that means. It sounds menacing, though. Here's the thing. This individual is posting videos of what appears to be somebody taking a leak around campus. I'm trying to
act professional, but I don't know that I can.
Can you allow me to be a detective and remain professional, please?
Sorry.
They
don't let my laughing in affect you.
Yeah, it's videos around campus. They're using like Snapchat or something, like the geotag stickers to show like they're at this lecture hall or near the stadium or whatever. It very well could be water. Honestly, I hope it is, because if you didn't know, you should not take a leak publicly. That is illegal, okay? That's why I'm saying don't.
You also end up on a list, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
So, this could all be a huge prank. It could be somebody like squirting a bottle of water and you just can't see that in frame. We hope that's what it is. I don't know if that's what it is. The identity of this person is unknown.
So we don't know who's
the whizzer? No, we have no idea. It has not been found.
Do you think the police are going to be on this?
Well, like I'm saying, it is illegal, technically, if somebody's really doing this. So I don't know if the police are on it. There are people now making videos, like walking around campus because school's back in session. And they're being like, me walking around campus knowing the culprit is among us. It could be anybody. Is it a freshman trying to start off their college career with a viral sensation?
Oh, you want that on your name? You want that on your name.
Is it a senior who's like, I want to end college with a bang and be a legend? Is it even a student?
Maybe it's an instructor.
Is it even Wiz? I don't know. I don't have answers, but I'm telling you, this is disturbing me to the point that I can't sleep.
Can we talk about the phone call? If it's a student that they will have to have with their parents.
Well, yeah, that's.
But like, I'm going to overthink it even more. What if it's a student whose parents are paying for your college education?
And that's what you're going to do with that?
And then they say, hey, mom, dad. So I was the Panther Whizzer.
Yeah, I was whizzing all over campus.
And I got kicked out. So all your hardworking money went to nothing. And I was about to graduate soon, too. So that's cool.
Whizzer, if you're listening, give it up, because this could be you.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
You have been like my interior designer. That's seriously unpaid for your work. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It is. Hey, I'm standing in Home Goods. Would this frame look good with what you already know I have? And I, you know what? I do enjoy that kind of stuff.
Well, now we need to up the game. All right. And I'm talking.
Do I get to knock a wall down?
Hold on, my brain's just trying to decide if that logistically.
Oh, I didn't think you were would really even consider yes.
I would consider you knocking a window down. a wall down, but however, I just don't think it would actually work out.
Mm.
The room I need you to take care of, and you would have unlimited budget, neighbor man's gaming room.
Oh, gross.
Listen up. Here's the dealio. Last night, he was like, honey, I wish you hung out with me while I gamed. You know, the same crap you get.
I hear that.
Uh-huh. Can you hang out with me in the room? And I said, first off, we have two desks in there and one office desk chair.
Oh.
So we split that already. Like, it's like, oh, like this morning I had to work at my desk. So I had the chair at my desk.
Mm.
He does not have one now.
Mm-mm.
Until he games and moves it over. So we need another office desk chair. Also, I'm not sitting in an office desk chair while I watch you game, but really I'm scrolling on TikTok, right?
Mm-mm.
I need something comfortable. And he's like, fine. I mean, we could go to like Stuff Etc. or something. I'm like, no, I'm thinking like something comfy. I want something real comfy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the dealio. There's a dresser in the room. I have finally negotiated to get it out.
Okay.
And then a bedside table that they're both just sitting in there because we have no idea where to put them. I've talked him into letting me get in both those at the room. After that, I don't know what else I want to do to make it actually, like, what would you want in a gaming room that is actually fun for you too?
So many things.
Okay.
Because I did the same thing where my boyfriend Curly, that room was really just a dumping ground for a really long time where he had boxes of clothes everywhere and like random shoe racks. And because we had moved in and he just kind of like threw crap in there. We don't have a bed or anything. We just have his desk.
Yeah.
I finally organized it, and I still don't like to hang out in there because same thing. I don't have anywhere to sit.
Uh-huh.
If I had it my way, if I had to hang out in the gaming room, I would have a beanbag chair.
I kind of thought about that.
A big, comfy
beanbag.
I feel like I would need a TV.
That's what I told him.
Not even necessarily a big one because he's gaming. He's not paying attention to me. I want to watch my shows.
Mm-hmm.
Moody lights, but not pitch dark. He games in the pitch dark, and I'm like, how do you not strain your eyes doing that? I would need a little bit of light and maybe like a fuzzy rug and a mini fridge.
I was going to say, where's the mini fridge and snacks? Mini I thought that would have been on the top priority.
Mini fridge and popcorn maker.
Okay, I have braces, so let's...
Oh, sorry. mini fridge and floss. I'm doing really serious work over here, I swear.
Mm-hmm. I agree, she is.
I'm researching how we can have a Dancing with the Stars, basically fantasy league.
The cast is out. We're excited. We've been excited even before the cast was out.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep seeing people say, like, is the casting extra good this year, or are we just finally old enough to care about the people that are on there?
No.
Not that I feel like they have a very like relevant cast this
year.
They
do.
It's exciting. And we've been talking about between the two of us and with some of our coworkers, like, okay, we want to do something big with this. We want to follow along. We want to bet. We want to make a competition out of it.
Uh-huh.
And I have been like researching apps you can do, and now I'm like, oh my God, we gotta have a fantasy team name. So I have some options.
Did you ChatGPT this?
I did.
I would have.
Riz the Floor.
Ooh. Ew.
I don't really like any of these. It's giving ballroom.
Ew.
DeLulu for the Paso Doble. What I do like that I came up with my own brain, and maybe somebody else's has already called this, is Mirrorball Mafia.
Okay, I like that.
That's all I got. I feel like it needs to be good, though. Because here's who we've got so far that's, like, really, really into this. Me and Destiny.
Yeah.
We have Jaden at Night, who's really excited about this. We have our coworker, Kylie, who's really spearheading this.
She's really into this.
And then by literally force, Spencer from our brother station, 1600 ESPN, who helps us with football trivia. You may know him as Spencer on Sports. He knows nothing, but he...
Is down
for the ride because he really thinks he's going to win with no knowledge at all.
Even engineer Kevin, it took zero convincing. He's like, I'm up. What are we doing?
Right.
All right, I see, and you know what? ChatGPT is also failing me because here's what I said. A Dancing with the Stars fantasy name for me and my coworkers, male and female, and we work in radio.
Oh, God. Anything?
Silly Steppers.
Oh.
Groovy Goofballs.
Oh.
I know, these are stupid. Wacky Wobblers. Cha-Cha Chucklers. Disco Demon.
No. These suck so much. Cha-Cha Slide into my DMs.
That is so long.
I don't know.
And I don't want my coworkers sliding in my DMs.
I don't know. We have a lot of work to do.
If you have any suggestion for a radio work bracket that we're doing with all of our coworkers.
We're Dancing with the Stars.
We're Dancing with the Stars. If you have, you're smarter than me and Taylor. Texas.
Well, yeah, we're at like below sea level right now.
I gotta know. Do you organize your clothes? Because I don't do this. I'm talking about like the people who are way more organized than I am, and they take their winter stuff, they put it in tubs, and then they put it away for summertime. Then they bring it out for winter. Same thing with summer clothes. They're like, I've got to put my summer clothes away. I don't do this. I keep everything in the closet 24/7, but I was just telling you about how my boyfriend neighbor man really wants to like redecorate the gaming room.
Mm-hmm.
That requires moving some dressers out. And we're probably going to have to use up that closet more for him since he's going to lose the dresser, which means I got to maybe start packing some of my stuff away. It's not used 24/7.
Oh, you mean you've expanded into two closets?
Of course I have.
Oh, got it. Okay. So you're saying you may need to sacrifice the out-of-season clothes.
Well, I want to know, do you do that? Like, am I not normal? Like, what's going on?
No, I don't currently. I should. I did in college when, especially like dorm life or smaller like college apartments when you didn't have room. I would like send tubs home and then I would get those tubs when the season changed and like switch everything out. But it really would be smart probably to do that. However, I think it would also be detrimental to me because if I see empty space, does that mean I need to go buy more things?
Didn't think about that.
You know what? Are you toxic like me?
Oh, I'm toxic like you. My biggest fear is I'm going to be like, I really want to wear that one sweatshirt I put in my winter clothes because I'm just cold today. And it's like 90 outside, but I'm just cold indoors. And then I would have to bury that stupid tub out just for one stupid sweatshirt.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, unless you're going to put it under your bed or something, but you sound like you're going to take it all the way down to the creepy crawly basement.
Yeah, that'd be the goal. And I just have a feeling I'd go down there once a week trying to grab something so they'd all be on the basement floor just because I'm like tossing them everywhere.
Another point, you're going to constantly say, well, I have nothing to wear because it's all down in storage.
Then I have to go buy more clothes.
And you're going to have outfit crises, which means you're going to be late to work and be late to important things because you are too busy crying that your closet looks
empty.
Look
at you overthinking this. You have become me.
You're welcome.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the
time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
I don't know. I really do think that tonight's trivia question might be the easiest one I've ever done in Let's Get Quizzical history.
And what is possessing you to do something so easy?
It's a good question.
Okay, well, I don't know.
If it's a good question, I want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So the question tonight, play along, even if you're like, I know the answer, I still want to hear it. 58% of people say this is the first sound they hear in the morning. What is it? I'm telling you, I said it was easy.
I don't know. I feel like you're maybe making it sound easier than it is. We'll see. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
You never know with me. But it's 58% of people. That's a big chunk.
That is. Yeah, you normally are doing like 0.2% of people say this is their favorite. And it's like, what?
Yeah, right. 58% of people say this is the first sound they hear in the morning. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I was like, it's your turn to talk.
What are you talking about? This is literally your thing.
What is going on with
really
you?
Aggressive.
I know. No, I looked reason. At you like, can you talk? It's your turn.
What? Is it opposite day and nobody told me?
Did you forget you're taking over Let's Get Quizzical?
You normally warn me when I have to do your job.
All right, now that I'm on track, tonight's trivia question, which I think might be the easiest we've ever done in Let's Get Quizzical history. 58% of people say this is the first sound they hear in the morning. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4872 said snoring.
I know that's you, Taylor. I know that you don't snore, but you have to hear it.
I do have a snorer, but he's not a consistent snorer.
Oh, it's inconsistent?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe I would say like once a week I'll wake up and he's just like... Like, can you breathe?
What's going on over there?
I don't know. Yeah, it's not great.
0041 said a dump truck beeping.
Mm.
I have, right now, I have like beeping sounds a lot that's been waking me up, kind of like that, whether it's a dump truck, whatever machinery it is, okay?
Yeah.
Because they're working on roads in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, can y'all wait? No. No, listen. No, hold on. No, hold on. Okay. I know you can't. It's way better to do it in the morning where it's cool.
Yeah, before everybody's out in the way.
Exactly. But I'm like, it's a thought I have, okay? I appreciate your service.
I'd love for you to reach out just for them to literally shut tell up! You to shut up.
They're like, ma'am, we'll destroy your road for you.
This is actually not about you. Thank you. 1129 said their alarm clock. I love the mornings that's the first thing I wake up to, but sometimes you wake up before your alarm clock.
Let's talk about the mornings you wake up like a minute or two before your alarm clock.
Horrifying.
And you're like, who is out for me?
Someone is doing bad things to your voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Like that's what it feels personal.
I know it's only 1 or 2 minutes, but that was 1 or 2 more minutes of beautiful sleep I could have had.
Oh, I don't even care if it's like 10 minutes, I'm still so mad.
Uh-huh.
Because at that point you're like, do I try to go back to sleep or do I get up and move? It's bad. It's horrible.
Tonight's trivia question. 58% of people say this is the first sound they hear in the morning. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up after Miles Smith.
Trust me, I have all the respect for the people working on the roads in my neighborhood. Just, I do have those thoughts, okay?
She's just cranky.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question. 58% of people say this is the first sound they hear in the morning. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
58% of people say the first sound they hear is a dog bark in the morning.
That checks out. It does not apply to me, though, at this point in my life, because I don't have a dog.
You don't even have any in the neighborhood?
Yes, we do, but they're far enough down that you can only hear them if you're outside, I feel like. Or if they're, like, really going crazy in their yard.
Well, this is 100% me. Evie and Za, if they hear something, if they think they see something, if they just want you to know that they're still alive, they bark, it's... all night long. It's like, we get it.
They really do bark all night?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not like, you know, 8 hours of just pure barking. I mean, like, you'll hear a little roof, you know, at 1 in the morning. And then roof, roof at 3 in the morning. And then you're like, all right, is it time to get up? No, it's 3 in the morning.
Because
they think they see something. I think it's just a tree branch moving. And they're like, no, humans are coming into the house.
I feel like, can you really blame them, though?
No, I appreciate it.
They're talkative.
No, and also one day when we do get robbed or almost murdered, they will protect me.
Yeah, way to look on the bright side.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.